Tomorrow, in the state's only spring municipal election, Anchorage voters will decide the balance of power in the city's assembly and the fate of 11 ballot propositions. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
Currently, the progressives can rally a 6-5 majority in the assembly. Often that edge has been sufficient to pass legislation but not override a mayoral veto. In return, conservative Mayor Dan Sullivan has found some of his favored legislation fall to the slim majority. During this spring campaign, the mayor and conservative candidates have blamed the progressives for much of the city's budget shortfalls, primarily through backing union contracts the conservatives say have excessive salaries and benefits. Conservative candidates say the city's unions exert too much influence over the majority. Meanwhile, the progressives charge the administration and conservatives have failed to use available revenue possibilities and unnecessarily cut city services. The election's outcome will also impact a major issue certain to come soon before the assembly. That's Title 21, a new building and land use code, and the conservative challengers are receiving support from several developers and realtors who do not like the proposed changes. The ballot propositions in tomorrow's Anchorage municipal election include 3 school district and 5 municipal bond packages. The school district bonds total nearly $71 million and the city's propositions $36.5 million. The remaining ballot propositions involve a property tax exemption for widows and widowers of disabled veterans who are under 65. A second would change the municipal charter as to who can issue parking tickets in downtown Anchorage. And finally, there's an advisory asking if anyone buying alcohol in Anchorage package stores should be required to show a photo ID. So far, the assembly has debated but not decided that issue. In Anchorage, I'm Len Anderson.